insurance can be.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I think this is a very important day for Sacramento to demonstrate to the NBA that, when the mayor went back to New York and talked to the Board of Governors, he made some promises, and he told the Board of Governors that we had commitments, and I think they're here to make sure that we have those commitments.
That's Matt Mahood, president of the Sacramento Chamber of Commerce, commenting on his talks with the NBA in hopes of keeping the Kings from moving to Anaheim. The NBA, NHL, sports, number 10 of this week's countdown. I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome into our talk radio review for the week ending Friday, the 22nd of April. We'll be going over the top 10 hits in talk radio determined by the staff at Talkers Magazine, which is the big publication in the talk industry, monitors talk radio programs as well as the producers of this program, doing that all across our country. This week, the sports talk radio discussions are at number 10, number 9, Major League Baseball's takeover of the troubled L.A. Dodgers. Talk host Tim Conway and Matt Smith here focused on the Dodgers' money problems and the need for Major League Baseball to step in.
When did you get the news that came down? And were you expecting the Dodgers to be pulled away from Frank McCourt?
Well, when I actually read the release from New York about Major League Baseball, because we've gone through this so many times recently. We just went through it with hockey in Phoenix and the Coyotes with the NHL taking that franchise over.
We just went over this with the
NBA and George Shin, the former owner of the Hornets. The NBA took over the franchise in New Orleans.
Right.
But all these were, guys that wanted to sell the team. They couldn't find a buyer, couldn't meet their financial obligations. So the league stepped in and said, okay, we're going to help you out. We'll take it over and pay your bills.
And those are fairly new franchises.
Phoenix was just moved there from Winnipeg, less than a decade ago.
Right.
The Hornets were an expansion team probably 20 years ago and moved to New Orleans 5 years ago.
But this is the LA Dodgers.
This is a market that should have zero issues with financial viability. You're talking, and that's kind of what we hit on a lot today is, you're talking about a guy that bought the Dodgers for $430 million.
Right.
Okay. The franchise, When they give it a valuation, it'll probably come somewhere between $800 million and $1 billion.
Right.
How do you become insolvent on a property that you purchased for $430 million and is now worth maybe $1 billion? You really have to try to screw that up.
I'm in the process of buying a home in Atlanta, Georgia that was rehabbed. It was put into foreclosure. It was rehabbed, and now I'm buying it from a guy for $5,000, and it cash flows in the first month.
Right.
That's $5,000.
That's what the Dodgers do,
right.
And they cash flow big time in the first month.
So Bud Selig has taken away the Dodgers from Frank McCourt.
Yes.
Is there a history of ever coming in, seeing that the books are okay, and giving the franchise back to that owner?
That ain't going to happen.
We're up to number 8 on the countdown. The Texas wildfires and the tornadoes in the southeast of North Carolina. Host Brian Freeman talks to Jim Krasula of CBS.
We're joined now by CBS reporter Jim Krasula, who is a resident of North Carolina. Are you still in Bertie County?
I'm actually in Fayetteville.
Oh, you're in Fayetteville now. But you know what? We haven't really talked about the damage down there. Fill us in on what you're seeing.
Yeah, it really is extensive, even on Fort Bragg. A lot of damage. So one fatality here in Cumberland County, actually two fatalities here in Cumberland County. And again, a lot of damage, a lot of people left with absolutely nothing at this point.
The recovery effort, and I keep seeing the national stories on mainly the evening newscast, Jim. A lot of folks are really surprised, especially in New York, as they look at North Carolina, about how people just show up and help each other. And it's just the way we are here.
Yes, and we've talked about that. Even back on Sunday, Brian, within 24 hours of these storms hitting, these church groups showed up,
mm-hmm.
civic organizations showed up, chainsaw in hand, shovel, broom, whatever, rake, to help these poor people, begin at least some kind of cleanup for, And again, the huge, huge help this has been for the elderly, for folks on fixed incomes who simply don't have the money, to hire a tree cutting crew to come in and start cleaning up their homes and their backyards.
Coming up, it's been a year since the BP oil spill in the Gulf. We're going to hear about the ongoing cleanup there. Plus, we'll take a look at gas prices as they're poised to hit record levels. That's up next on the Countdown.
When you're shopping for a home at Wells Fargo, we're with you. That's why we created the Wells Fargo Priority Buyer Pre-Approval. Come in, sit down, and talk with a Wells Fargo home mortgage consultant, and we'll let you know the mortgage loan range for which you could qualify. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is a great first step to help you start looking at homes within your price range. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is not a commitment to lend. Please call for additional program details. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage is a division of Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Listen up, ladies. Right now, Bare Minerals by Bare Essentials is inviting you to participate in a special nationwide giveaway of the mineral makeup everyone's talking about. That's right. We're letting everyone who calls try America's number one mineral makeup risk-free. Just call 1-800-507-3985 to find out how. This is an exclusive radio-only offer you don't want to miss. You've probably heard about Bare Minerals Foundation. It was quoted in Glamour magazine as a magic eraser. Allure magazine, InStyle, and Elle magazines, and Leaders in Beauty continue to rave about how Bare Minerals Foundation is naturally radiant and good for your skin. Now you can participate in our nationwide giveaway and see for yourself. Bare Minerals, makeup so pure you can sleep in it. Experience the foundation that started the makeup revolution. Participate in this special opportunity to try Bare Minerals Foundation risk-free. And we'll also send you a free gift set. Just call 1-800-507-3985 now. Hurry, you don't want to miss this exclusive radio offer. 1-800-507-3985.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? If a tree falls in the forest and no one is around, does it make a noise? Yep.
Be like the 4 million who switched to Geico last year, and you too could start saving money. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Earth Day inspires people to conserve and appreciate our natural environment. As the sole corporate sponsor of the first Earth Day held over 40 years ago, the maker of Arm & Hammer continues to provide an easy switch for people looking to start somewhere simple. This year, as we celebrate, try a few easy and down-to-earth solutions at home.
This Earth Day, think about easy changes you can make, like using natural products you already have at home. Arm & Hammer baking soda gives you a natural, effective, and gentle solution for many home cleaning needs for just $1 a box. Use it for everything from cleaning microwave messes and freshening laundry to washing stainless steel surfaces without scratching. By using this one box, you'll avoid using harsh chemicals and save yourself money.
For over 160 years, Arm & Hammer has been one of America's most trusted and environmentally aware brands. For more information, visit www.armandhammer.com.
This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. This is the one-year anniversary this past week of the BP oil spill. Number 7 from MSNBC, Martin Bashir talks about BP's reaction to the disaster a year ago and where things are today.
A year ago, some 50 miles off the Louisiana shoreline, an oil rig called the Deepwater Horizon exploded with catastrophic effects. 11 workers lost their lives and a total of 5 million barrels of oil spewed into the Gulf, endangering sea life, tourism, and the livelihoods of ordinary working Americans. The man responsible for managing the BP disaster was its chief executive and a British-based engineer called Tony Hayward. Sadly, Mr. Hayward quickly proved himself to be incapable of handling the spillage of coffee, let alone a tragedy of these epic proportions. Within a few weeks of the oil spill in May, he said, quote, "I think the environmental impact of this disaster is very likely to be very, very modest." But oil and gas poured from the seabed for almost 5 months in total. 2 months into the oil spill, he was asked how much longer it would take, and he replied somewhat impatiently, quote, "There's no one who wants this thing over more than I do. I'd like to get my life back." After that second outburst, the president made it clear what he thought of Mr. Hayward's comments.
He wouldn't be working for me after any of those statements.
Hayward was forced to resign last October. He clearly hadn't coped with the disaster. He brought international disgrace upon BP, and his public profile had been ruined. But then so had the Gulf Coast. Next month, Mr. Haywood will celebrate his 54th birthday on May the 21st. Under the terms of his contract with BP, he will only have to wait one more year for the full proceeds of his private pension. And how much will that be? You ready? He will receive $979,839 every year for the rest of his life. It's often said that chief executives are paid the big bucks because they take the big decisions, they carry the main burden of responsibility, and therefore they deserve the money. So what happens when disaster strikes and the chief executive proves himself to be an abject failure? In this case, he gets to pick up almost $1 million a year for the rest of his life. One might have thought that a sense of shame would force Mr. Haywood to donate some of that pension to those lives that were decimated in the region. But remember, this is a man who wouldn't cancel a yachting race in the UK, even though he was supposedly in charge of BP's desperate efforts to cap that rig. Though it pains me to say this, given the warm relationship that exists between our governments, America was badly let down by this British chief exec. And while he may yet sail off into the sunset with his millions of dollars, none of us will ever forget that he barely earned a dollar of that excessive pension.
Gas prices, number six on the countdown. Talk host Joe Pagliarulo and Carrie Locke talking with callers about the growing trend. More and more people seem to be running out of gas in the hope that if they wait long enough to fill up, the price will go down.
There is it's almost like a contagion going around. Uh-huh. People are running out of gas.
I know. They're afraid.
What's the story here?
To put gas in their tank.
But are they stupid? They think that tomorrow it's going to be cheaper?
I know. I don't
get
that.
Has the price gone down and I didn't see it?
No,
it's
going to
keep on going up.
Of course it is.
I mean, are you one of those people, not you, I mean, my listeners, are you one of these people that says, well, screw that, I paid, $3.79 for this gas, I'm going to use every drop of it? Hello, dummy. I love you like crazy, but once you're out, you're done, you're walking. And at that point, you probably pay $10 for a gallon of gas to get you where you had to go.
Yeah.
Don't let your tank run dry. Are you crazy?
That's bad for your car.
I paid $3.69. I'm using every drop. I'm not paying $4.02. What? Put gas in the car. I'll have you notice, if it runs out of gas, that's it, you're done. Yeah. I think people think there's some reserve tank or something.
Maybe so.
There
I
isn't.
Don't know.
No, when you're out, you're out.
Yeah.
Gary, have I asked you, have you changed your ways? Are you filling up differently now?
No, not really.
Are you putting less into the tank, or do you fill up?
No, I usually try to fill up because I think, okay, it's okay now, but it's going to be 10 cents higher in a couple of days, so I might as well.
Yeah, I always fill up.
Yeah.
When I'm there, I always fill up. You know what? If the gas prices go down, I'll use all that gas in the tank eventually.
Sure.
I have never yet filled up a tank of gas and haven't used the gas.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's not like you're going to fill up the tank and go, this might last 3 years.
It's a waste.
No. It's not going to last 3 years.
You're going to use it.
You're going to use it.
Yeah.
So at the end of the day, even if the price goes down tomorrow, you're going to end up getting lower priced gas the next time you need to fill up anyway.
That would be good. Yeah.
So do you think people are changing the way they must be because they're all running out of gas.
I know. I still understand that, but maybe they are.
Let's find out. Let's go to the people, okay?
Okay.
Karen is amongst the people. Hi, Karen. How are you?
Hi, I'm great. How are you?
Living the dream. What's the story? Are you using gas differently or doing it the same way?
I am definitely differently. I'm usually one of those people who run on the bottom half of my tank, but I agree with you guys and get gas now because it might be 10 cents cheaper in a day or two. So now I'm running on the top half of my tank.
There you go. I think it makes perfect sense. Can you believe that a lot of people are running out of gas, though, Karen?
No, actually I can't unless they just don't pay attention to what they're doing.
All right, what's happening, Paolo?
Well, the biggest difference for me is I don't let the gas tank go below a quarter tank. It's psychological. It's cheaper for me to fill up at a quarter tank where I'm spending $20 or $30 versus the $60 or $70.
All right, so you don't let it go below a quarter because at the end of the day, the price that you pay feels like it's less.
It does. And I've also seen it where in the morning it's at one price, and in the afternoon it went up 5 cents. I'm like,
right.
Okay, I'm not doing it again.
Coming up, the latest on Japan's nuclear situation, plus an update on Libya and the Middle East. That's up next on the Talk Radio Countdown.
My My name is Megan, and this is my LifeLock story.
Imagine opening your door and coming face to face with your identity thief.
Identity thieves use my identity to buy cell phones and computers online. They shipped the stolen phones to my home, where they actually staked out my house waiting for the delivery.
Fortunately, Megan had advanced warning from LifeLock, and a potential tragedy was averted.
I believed LifeLock would protect me from identity theft, but when thieves showed up at my home, LifeLock just may have saved more than money. LifeLock's services are amazing. They do what they say they'll do, and it's worth it.
LifeLock is on a mission to help stop identity theft, but they can't protect you if you're not a member. The call takes just minutes, plus you'll get 60 days of LifeLock risk-free. If you're not delighted, call LifeLock within 60 days of enrollment, and you won't pay a cent. Restrictions apply. See LifeLock.com for details. Call 1-800-560-0031. 1-800-560-0031. 1-800-560-0031.
Do you want to learn more about preparing for the hard times ahead? Have you ever thought about actually getting off the grid and becoming truly self-reliant? Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent Americans who want practical advice on how to survive and even prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Packed with hard-hitting information on gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, and home security, there's simply nothing like it. And the best part, this $100 annual subscription is now free of charge. Simply sign up today and you'll also get our hard-hitting report, Food Shock, Why 2011 Could Be the Single Most Important Year in American History to Plant a Family Garden. It's absolutely free for listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.net. That's offthegridnews.net. Get your free Food Shock right now at offthegridnews.net.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
I'm Doug Steffen, up to number five on the countdown, the nuclear situation in Japan. Harry Fawcett, a reporter for the English language channel of Al Jazeera, spoke about the so-called fallout zone around the crippled plant and the Japanese residents who may never be allowed to go back.
Gearing up for a day in the Fukushima fallout zone. These men know it's not a destination to be treated lightly, and so they take every precaution that they can. They head for the border of the evacuation area. From midnight on Thursday, the government says it will ban entry to residents trying to get to their homes. Until then, police can only check licenses. You're about to go into the 20-kilometer zone, the men are told. Please get a radiation test when you come back out. They're heading for their hometown of Futaba, 4 kilometers from the Fukushima Daiichi power station. A town of 7,000 people is now all but empty. Pet dogs are pets no longer. Soon they reach their destination, the earthquake-damaged home belonging to one of the men. A home he fears he might never live in again. Next, the local beauty parlor. The owner is the ex-wife of one of the men. For her, a flat-screen TV is on the list. Tens of thousands of people rushed from the evacuation zone, taking just what they could carry. Now many are rushing back in for what they'd left before the ban is enforced.
The town is in ruins. There are no people. All you see are dogs, it's sad.
Chikara Matsumoto is the only one of the three men on the footage who's happy to be identified. He's being housed with other evacuees in western Niigata Prefecture. He says he was doing contract maintenance work at the Fukushima Daiichi plant in the days before the quake and left his salary check behind. The $6,000 he recovered on the trip, he says, was worth the risk.
I was well equipped, but I didn't have a radiation counter, so I wasn't sure how much radiation and contamination there was, so I was scared of being exposed.
For now, Mr. Matsumoto intends to stay here on Japan's west coast. He says he doesn't know where his next home or job will be.
He's just glad he got in and got out while he could, and that his radiation test was negative.
The situation in Libya and the unrest in the rest of the Middle East, that's number four. Here's host Jim Scott talking to military analyst Colonel Dean Smittle about countries sending advisors into Libya.
We have different news here with Libya. We talked about the fact that the Great Britain was going to send in men, not to fight, but to give advice. I mean, people like you, colonels and majors, and now two other countries joined in, right?
That's right, Jim. France and Italy yesterday said they would join Britain in dispatching military advisors to assist the rebels, primarily in tactics and logistics, however. President Obama authorized sending $25 million worth of non-lethal equipment, including body armor, tents, uniforms, and vehicles, Jim.
Okay, what else are they going to send? Now, I understand that the radios they send are not, quote, secure radios. I mean, they're really going out of their way to, quote, not do anything that's, no pun intended, offensive to anybody.
That's right. And I think in the end, they're going to have boots on the ground. I mean, real soldiers on the ground to turn this thing around. That's my personal military tactical opinion. But it's going to come to that. Right now, it's primarily advisors and non-lethal equipment. And that's good. But the rebel army is outgunned. Those guys are a disorganized force. We're trying to, with our advisors there from all those countries, trying to get them back on the right track to face Gaddafi force. If that's long, that's a long-term issue there. May require boots on the ground in the end.
Libya and the Middle East unrest, that's the fourth most talked about topic this week on the countdown. So let's recap. Sports talk radio like the NBA and the NHL, number 10. Situation with L.A. and the Dodgers, number 9. Texas wildfires and the bad weather, the wild tornadoes, number 8. Number 7, the one-year anniversary of the BP spill. Number 6, the skyrocketing cost of what you're paying for gasoline at the pump. Japan's situation with nuclear energy, number 5. Libya and the unrest in the Middle East, number 4. So that leaves us 3, 2, and 1. And they're next as the Talk Radio Countdown continues.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-690-9738. Supplies are limited. 800-690-9738. 800-690-9738. Shipping and processing fees apply.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Because neither rain, nor snow, nor dust and dirt, nor smudges, or even the toughest scratches, nor the glare of oncoming traffic can keep your lenses from giving you the clearest vision possible. Crizal lenses. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
Spring is finally here, so hurry into the PetSmart Everything Spring Sale. You'll save up to 25% on over 1,000 items when you use your PetPerks card. Save $10 on new Canine Advantix 2 and Advantix 2 6-packs. Canine Advantix 2 for dogs repels and kills ticks, fleas, and mosquitoes. And Advantix 2 kills all flea life stages on dogs and cats. PetSmart, we love to see healthy, happy pets. While supplies last, offer valid through April 24th. Canine Advantix 2 is for use on dogs only.
Hello, I'm David Cordani, CEO of Cigna, a proud sponsor of the March of Dimes March for Babies. Helping babies was an easy decision for Cigna. Over the past 17 years, we've teamed up with the March of Dimes to help moms have healthy pregnancies and save babies' lives. Together, we'll continue to fight premature birth and birth defects. Join the people of Cigna and teams from 20,000 other companies who are walking together for stronger, healthier babies. Jumpstart your team at marchforbabies.org.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump-outs and repairs and remove septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
Concerned about nuclear contamination? You're not alone. If you understand the risk of today's food being contaminated from nuclear fallout, you would not only trust Wild Food for survival, you'd count on it. Wild Food is the most prolific, fastest-growing food available. It's fresh because it doesn't sit in the field for 8 to 10 weeks being fertilized or sprayed with pesticides, accumulating radiation. And Wild Food is not genetically altered. Ounce for ounce, Wild Food has more nutrition and less harmful elements than any animal or commercial agriculturally grown food. It can detoxify the body. And the best part? Wild Food is free for the taking. Let author Linda Runyon show you how to identify, harvest, prepare, eat, and store wild food. Go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. That's 888-513-2837 or visit ofthefield.com for your survival.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Fan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hvextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
We're counting down what America is talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome back to the Talk Radio Countdown Show. We're focused on the week ending Friday, the 22nd of April, and we're up to number 3 on the countdown. The birthers issue. Talk host Bill McEwen speaks with Ruben Navarrete about Arizona Governor Brewer's veto of the state's birther bill.
Were you surprised when Jan Brewer did not sign on to this birther bill there in Arizona?
I was surprised. A lot of people, I think, were surprised because the bill had gotten such strong support from Republicans in the House and Senate in Arizona. It breezed through. It was essentially this bill that, very much in line with the birther debate, it wanted to require the political parties to prove the eligibility of their candidates before those candidates were allowed to be put on the ballot in Arizona. And they were supposed to prove that the candidates were not only U.S. citizens, but had been born in the United States, not naturalized, but born in the United States. And there were all these different ways, baptismal certificates and other ways to prove that this was the case. And a lot of people, I think, particularly in the Beltway media, saw this as being about Barack Obama because they couldn't help but think that, given that this was a concern about in some elements of the Republican Party. There are those people in the birthers and others who believe that President Obama is hiding something about where he was born. And I don't think I didn't say that in my column for CNN today. I said that interpretation was actually faulty because, having lived in Arizona, and I remember packing up my car, driving from Fresno to Phoenix to take a newspaper job in 1997, I remember when I got there and when I lived there, this is really not so much about Barack Obama. It's about Arizona. It's about the important color line in Arizona is not blue and red, Republican and Democrat. It's not like a microcosm of Washington, D.C. It's brown and white, black and white. It's about race and intolerance, narrow-mindedness, mean-spiritedness. It's about Arizona. And I think that at its core, you have a group of people in Arizona who really do think that they're the only real Americans in the room. They think that immigrants, foreigners, not just the illegal kind but also the legal kind, are not real Americans. They think that people like me, the descendants of immigrants, are not real Americans, that we disagree with them. And they certainly think our president is not a real American. And that's really what this was, debate was about. It wasn't so much about, you know, trying to win a hand up or get a hand up in next year's election. It was about giving voice to the sense that people have in Arizona that, you know, the world divides up nicely into real Americans and those who aren't.
And real Americans in Arizona would be those white settlers of the Wild West.
Yeah, yeah. Interestingly enough, Arizona is a funny place because a lot of these people came from somewhere else. They came from the Midwest. They came from the Northeast. And then they showed up and they found people, in some cases, who have been there, Mexican Americans, Latinos, have been there now for six, seven, eight generations, much longer than the Russell Pierces and the Jan Brewers, much, much longer. And ironically, they're the ones because, you know, dark skin sort of gets passed along from generation to generation. You can be in Arizona for eight generations, but you still have dark skin, and you might get pulled over and asked for your birth certificate by a cop whose family got here 8 minutes ago.
ABC's George Stephanopoulos had a rather heated discussion with Donald Trump about this issue as it related to our current president.
He doesn't have a birth certificate, or he hasn't provided. He's given a certificate of live birth. It's a much different
certificate of live birth meets the standard of
not
the State Department for any one citizenship.
George,
there were contemporaneous reports in two Hawaiian newspapers.
You.
Given this, no, those are the facts.
George,
sir.
They've co-opted.
Who's
you.
They?
It's not obviously Obama and his minions. They have co-opted you. A certificate of live birth is not the same thing by any stretch of the imagination.
It is what the State Department recognizes as the standard of
George, it's so simple. George, let him show the birth certificate.
And by the way, this is not
a big focus of my campaign.
You don't believe it's
my big focus is China and OPEC and all of these countries that are just absolutely destroying the United States.
But Mr. Trump, it's not a big focus of yours as long as you continue to raise
George,
questions.
You make it a big focus. Let's see what happens.
But you're the
but
one
a certificate of live birth and a birth certificate are very
you
different.
You said that you sent investigators to Hawaii, and you said, quote, they cannot believe what they're finding.
We're
what have
see
they found?
What happens?
What
George?
Have they found?
Well, it's none of your business right now. We're going to see what happens.
Have they found anything?
We're going to see what happens.
What have they done?
We are going to see what happens.
When?
George, next question, George.
You refuse to accept that the president was born in the United States.
I hope he was. I'm not looking. If I should run, and if I decide to go, and I end up getting the nomination, I don't want to use this as an issue. I'm not just like a normal guy that says, gee, I'm going to run for president. I was a governor. I was a senator. I'm going to run for president. I give up a lot if I run. A thing like that, I also give up a lot of my free private life. I have a great company. I've done a great job, which if I run, you'll see what a great job, because I'll do a full disclosure of finances.
Including your tax returns?
We'll look at that. Maybe I'm going to do the tax returns when Obama does his birth certificate.
And that goes up to number two, Donald Trump and the potential GOP presidential candidates. That's up next on the Talk Radio Countdown.
Jack be nimble, Jack be quick. Jack knocked over a candlestick onto the shag carpeting, and his pants ignited into flames, causing him to stop, drop, and roll. Luckily, Jack recently had Geico help him with renter's insurance, because all his belongings went up in flames. Jack got full replacement and now has new pants he ordered from Banana Republic. Visit Geico.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Men and women, do you look in the mirror and see dark circles under your eyes? Or do you have bags? Are your eyes puffy? Do you look tired all the time? Now, there's a fix for that, a cream that can help you instantly. You get it free by calling 800-894-3302. It's called Lumitone. Rub a dab of Lumitone around your eyes and it will reduce the look of dark circles instantly. It's amazing. You look bright and refreshed in just seconds. Doesn't stop there. Lumitone has a special ingredient that eases the appearance of your puffiness and bags. Tested and approved, this stuff works. You can get started by calling 800-894-3302. Get a free bottle. You pay a small shipping and handling fee. That's it. 800-894-3302. Lumitone. Get rid of all those bags and the sad look under your eye. 800-894-3302. Ask for Lumitone.
If you only want to lose 5 or 10 vanity pounds, sorry, but we can't help you. But if you seriously want to lose 30 pounds or more because you're worried about health risks like diabetes, high blood pressure, or cholesterol, we can help you, and the trial is free when you call 1-800-952-4105 in the next 5 minutes. We're Sensa, and our revolutionary weight loss solution is clinically proven to help you lose 30 pounds or more. And now, for a limited time, you can try Sensa free for a full 30 days if you call the toll-free number in the next 5 minutes. Sensa is proven through science, but works like magic. In one of the largest weight loss studies of its kind ever conducted, more than 1,400 participants lost over 30 pounds on average with Sensa, without changing their diet or exercise routine. If you're serious about losing weight and have more than 30 pounds to lose, call now for your free trial. Call 1-800-952-4105. 1-800-952-4105. That's 1-800-952-4105.
Welcome to Ask the Mermaid. Sarah from Detroit, you're on the air.
Yeah, hi. Mermaid, listen, you gotta help me. My adorable mother-in-law is coming over, and I need to whip up the world's best dinner fast, or I'll never hear the end of it.
Don't panic. Chicken of the Sea is fresh, great-tasting tuna, combined with one of our quick and delicious recipes found on chickenofthesea.com, and your mother-in-law will be speechless.
Well, one can only hope.
Ask any mermaid you happen to see, what's the best tuna? Chicken of the Sea.
When you're shopping for a home, at Wells Fargo, we're with you. That's why we created the Wells Fargo Priority Buyer Pre-Approval. Come in, sit down, and talk with a Wells Fargo Home Mortgage Consultant, and we'll let you know the mortgage loan range for which you could qualify. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is a great first step to help you start looking at homes within your price range. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is not a commitment to lend. Please call for additional program details. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage is a division of Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
This is our talk radio review. I'm Doug Steffen, number two on the countdown. Donald Trump and the rest of the Republican presidential candidates. From MSNBC, Lawrence O'Donnell talks about the Donald, his ego, and some of the problems he's already having with the news media.
America's vulgarian-in-chief, Donald Trump, is at home now, obsessively watching this show and every other show that mentions him, and probably having trouble deciding which of his recent interviews he regrets the most. Here's the interview he made the mistake of doing for the Today Show, where Savannah Guthrie showed him to be utterly lost on the question of a constitutional right to privacy on which the Supreme Court's Roe versus Wade decision is based.
Why are you, what does that have to do with privacy? How are you equating pro-life with privacy?
Then there's the interview he did with Michael Isikoff for NBC Nightly News. This is the one that hit Trump the hardest, where it hurts the most, his business management style and his repeated bankruptcies. Size matters to Donald Trump more than it does to most men and women. Indeed, nothing matters to Trump more than the size of his bank accounts, wherever they may be. Mike Isikoff pulled back the curtain on Trump's questionable enterprises.
Donald Trump says he's a fantastically successful billionaire businessman and would make a good president.
I have built a great company. I've done a great job. I put a lot of people to work.
But a closer look at Trump's business records also shows high-profile bankruptcy filings, multi-million dollar real estate deals that went sour, and a trail of ongoing lawsuits accusing Trump of deceptive business practices.
The only thing that's brilliant about Donald Trump is his ability to get publicity and to promote himself. In that way, he's a contemporary P.T. Barnum.
I don't think I exaggerate any more than anybody else. And it's interesting. It then becomes successful, and everybody says, oh, what a great salesman he is. He's the greatest salesman on earth. Excuse me. Don't I have to build it?
Trump owns luxury properties all over the world and makes millions licensing consumer products. He's a brand name and a tough boss. Trump rules on his hit show, The Apprentice, now in its 11th season on NBC.
And Gary, you're fired.
But some critics say his own management should have gotten him fired. Trump Hotels and Casinos in Atlantic City filed for bankruptcy protection 3 times. They've since emerged from bankruptcy, his name's still on them. Trump argues competition and rough market forces were responsible, and others were in control.
Wait a second, you were chairman of the board.
Excuse me?
You were chairman of the board. I was chairman, but I didn't run the company. I had nothing to do with running the company. Management.
You were paid $2 million a year.
Excuse me, I didn't run the company. I'm just telling you.
So what were you paid $2 million a year for?
Excuse me, because of my genius, okay?
Excuse me, So I guess genius is what we'd be paying him $400,000 a year for as president. Not that he would actually run the executive branch of the government. He would just be president, just like he didn't run the company when he was chairman.
Talk host John Caldera with one of his callers who doesn't like much of anything about Donald Trump.
Donald Trump is starting to make some inroads. This scares a lot of the Republican establishment. Scares me a little bit, too. I do not take him as a serious candidate. I think he would be too easy to poke holes through as a candidate. I think his positions have been too back and forth. And just because he's good on The Apprentice, which I've never really seen, that doesn't mean he's going to be a good president. But it means if he should decide to jump in, he will have an impact on the race. Will he be the next Ross Perot? Well, if he stays inside the party, he can only bring people to the party. That's not bad, I don't think. Send out to Louisville. Hey, John.
You know, I'm sorry, but Trump or any of these other Republicans or Democrats, they don't have the stones to take on the budgetary issues we have. And I'll give you an example of one area you don't hear spoken, is not spoken about at all in the mainstream media, and that's our bloated military. We've got 761 bases worldwide.
How many?
761 Pentagon statistics. In addition, the land area of our bases worldwide in total, including military reserves, is the size of North Korea. In addition to that,
I like
world,
that.
Yeah,
that sounds
right.
Good.
Oh, yeah, brilliant.
Well, it depends on what they are. Yeah.
Wait a minute.
All right, keep going.
One, the world spends $1.2 trillion, or approximately around that number, on military expenditures worldwide per year. The United States' share of that, about 49%. That is just nuts.
All right. I understand where you're coming from. Now bring it back to Donald Trump.
Okay. Donald Trump, I haven't heard him say how he's going to do anything to, you know, cut this budget down to where we get our AAA rating back and can actually solve our problems within, you know, a lifetime. I haven't heard anything. I mean, the man has no substance at all. He's a big buffoon. This whole thing with Ivana.
Why do I have a feeling, John, that you're not going to vote for any Republican come November of 2012? Would I likely be right?
Probably. I'm so disgusted with, you know, all of our politicians. I don't know where to turn. They're just meatheads. You know, I mean, Mark Twain had it right. Politicians need to be changed often like diapers and for the same reason.
Here's host Steve Malzberg talking to Senator Rick Santorum of Pennsylvania about Donald Trump and whether or not he has what it takes to get President Obama out.
Donald Trump, for real, not for real, to be taken seriously? I mean, he's got some polling numbers that are going for him.
Yeah, I would say Donald Trump has another important factor that is critical for a Republican nominee, and that is he's a good communicator. We need a very strong communicator, someone who can relate to the American public, someone who can paint a vision, someone who can go after the president, is going to be tough and hard on him, because as we saw just a few years ago with John McCain, we had anything but someone who would challenge this president. And so I think people like that about him. I think that's another attribute of what the Republicans are looking for in a president. But, you know, when you go back to the first characteristic of authenticity and trustworthiness and consistency, I think he falls a little short on that mark.
And do you think he's going to run?
I've never met Donald Trump. I have no idea. You probably know him. You probably had him on your show. I have no idea.
I did have him on my show. I mean, I think now the governor of South Carolina says he's been calling about the primary and a lot of things that are going on that he's going to announce it on his TV show. So I think he's going to test it. What bothers me is he says he probably won't do this, but I hope he doesn't run as a third party if he doesn't get the nomination because we can't afford to split the party.
That's my priority and only priority in this effort so far is to make sure we have a Republican president, a conservative president in 2013. That's the highest priority. It's not about Rick Santorum. It's not about ego. It's about doing what's right for the country. And if you really are concerned about doing what's right for the country, the last thing you're going to talk about is running in the third party, because that's a guarantee
right.
of election for Barack Obama.
So that leaves us with number one. We'll talk about the budget, the deficit, and the debt ceiling as the Talk Radio Countdown Show rolls along.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Doug Steffen back here, up to number one on the countdown, the budget, the deficit, the debt ceiling. Talk host Brian Thomas here, going around with Nathan Bachrach of Simply Money about the S&P downgrade of the U.S. credit and what that means.
Ran into a bit of a problem with the markets on Monday, reacting to what I seem to appreciate is a pretty obvious warning shot over the bow of the United States in terms of its fiscal situation. S&P issuing a negative rating and suggesting then also that we might get downgraded from our AAA to something less than. Also, it's, you know, given where our finances are and what our ratios are, I'm surprised we're still at a AAA, but I don't make the rules. I just report on them. The market didn't
right.
like it. Seemed to bounce back a little bit yesterday as if it was sort of just one day bad news that disappeared. What's your take on it, Nathan?
Well, first off, maybe we should go back. I mean, I think these days when you get your business degree, I guess you also graduate with a minor degree in English, and I think the course must have been written by Alan Greenspan, all right, because the markets are going through and parsing words. Let's actually go back to what Standard & Poor's actually said. All right, here's the quote. If an agreement isn't reached and meaningful implementation doesn't begin by then, meaning about 2 years, this would then, in our view, this being the S&P, render the U.S. fiscal profile meaningfully weaker than its other AAA sovereigns.
Right. There has to be a benchmark or some standard by which to compare us or other countries against us and each other. And if we don't implement, that means actually agree on legislation, get it signed into law, and start moving quicker on it by 2012, then we are going to be in a position that is comparatively worse.
In other words, we're not worthy of the AAA standard that these other nations have.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and
I get that.
Well, that's all in theory, too, by the way, because, you know, every time the stuff hits the fan and everybody starts playing who's your fiscal daddy, then everybody comes right back to the United States, and then you see money flowing in here, because when it comes to where they think the strongest, best economies and nations are, oh, we always seem to win that war.
Well, we have historically, Nathan, but China seems to be stepping up to the plate and maybe filling that void.
Well, but look at what happened in the last 2 days. First off, this announcement gets made, and the markets start running around like their hair is on fire. And now there's a lot of basis for this, make no mistake about it. But Standard & Poor's, let's be real basic about this, is playing a little bit of politics, which is kind of interesting for a rating agency. What they're saying is, you know, the way we look at it, you guys don't get to work now, and you don't get an agreement, you know, in the next 6 to 12. You're never going to get it implemented within a couple of years. And then, of course, you know, then we're going to have to maybe think about downgrading you.
Host Gary Allen talked to financial analyst Jordan Goodman about the debate regarding the debt ceiling.
Earlier this week, Standard & Poor's said that they could lower the credit rating from AAA of the U.S. government. Big impact should they do that. I mean, what's the impact of this?
Major. People were really surprised by it.
Yeah.
I mean, you think if you had $14.3 trillion, you wouldn't be AAA, but that's kind of the way we are.
Yeah, that's the way.
And they didn't actually lower it. They said that there's a prospect that they would lower it in the future. Typically, when they do something like that, it goes down in one out of three cases within 2 years.
Yeah. Well, you have to wonder about the timing of it, though. I mean, with what's going on.
Well, the timing is because of the crisis in Washington and the deadlock between the Republicans and Democrats over raising the debt ceiling. That's the timing about it. Because they're saying playing with fire, it's like lighting a match in a dynamite factory and hoping it's not going to affect anything. You know?
All right. So people driving to work this morning, they're going, okay, so what? They sell some more bonds, print some more money. What's the impact on
them? They can't do that if the debt ceiling is hit and they don't extend it, you see. So that's what they're saying, is that the full faith and credit of the U.S. government may be threatened by not raising the debt ceiling. I mean, currently, we're just about up to the $14.3 trillion. I think officially it's May 16th is the day that we kind of run out, although they can do various tricks to kind of run on fumes for another month or so. But if we don't raise the debt ceiling, we could cause an international apocalypse, I think is a mild word for it, because that's like the glue that holds everything together. That's the blood that runs through the financial system. Is Treasury securities, and that they're always called riskless for reasons, because this couldn't happen. Well, it may be about to happen here, because there's really not a lot of give on either side. Republicans or Democrats are very. The Democrats say you just got to raise the debt ceiling, tie it down to anything else. The Republicans say we will not vote to raise the debt ceiling if we don't have some kind of firm commitments to cut spending.
The budget, the deficit, and the debt ceiling, that's the most talked about thing this week. So let's recap. Sports talk radio, including the NBA, the NHL, that's 10. Major League Baseball's takeover of the L.A. Dodgers, number 9. The wildfires, the tornadoes in the southeast, number 8. Number 7, the anniversary of the BP oil spill. Number 6, rising cost of what you're paying for petroleum products. A Japanese situation with nuclear energy, number 5. Libya in the Middle East and unrest and discomfort over there, number 4. The birther issue, number 3. Donald Trump and Republican candidates, number 2. And the budget, the deficit, and the debt ceiling, that's number 1 this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.